Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you and I have been doing this together now for about 28 years.
Something like that.
It's really ridiculous. And there has been one common theme that has always been there, and that is your absolute undying devotion to Zinfandel.
I am a loyal Zinfandel.
You are a hugely loyal Zinfandel fan.
And I thought I'd go back and visit some of the good old names from Zin and just see what's shaken.
Positively Zinful.
It was a very sinful thing. But Rosenblum, of course, is one of the big R's. It's amazing how many good Zin producers have a name that starts with R. But their Contra Costa County Zin from 2013, $25. Not exactly ground zero for Zin, but this was a pretty nice one. It was a big, jammy, hot country Zin, very dark with sweet, rich aromas, a lot of flavors. And the aroma, if you could imagine, hot buttered biscuits dripping with blackberry jam, and you toss in some spices like cardamom and ginger. That's pretty much...
Wow.
Was.
Okay. See, I'll
really
be right back.
Nice. The flavors verged on overripe, but they didn't quite get that far. And
Rosenblum tends to do that.
They are. They kind of push the limit. But I thought this was a really pretty nice Zin. Pedroncelli, man, they've been around since 1927.
Yep.
They have a wine called their Mother Clone Zin from Dry Creek Valley, 2013. This one sells for $20. Very, very nice, full-flavored and deep. It, too, was rather jammy and had a lot of complexity tucked away and a whole bunch of little layers. On top, I found a bright acidic layer of black cherry juice, and then there was a center core of spicy blackberries. And then toward the end, you get this smack of ginger to kind of close the deal. Really nice sequence of flavors. The tannins were very gentle, but there is a very sound structure to the wine. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fruit, but it's being well supported. Fry Brothers, as opposed to Fry, which is F-R-E-Y.
Right.
Famous Organic. This is Fry, F-R-E-I. They have also have a Dry Creek Valley Zin, 2015, $19. Here were the ones I tried. This is the one I thought was the best, and I think it's a really good value.
It is.
Inky black with briar and berry patch aromas, deep and very well extracted. The core of the wine was a juicy heart of bittersweet, tart, black cherry, some raspberry toffee, some soft supporting tannins, and a deep, lingering finish. It was just a very serious, big wine with great aging potential at $19.
That's
I think that's a good deal. I think that's a very good deal. Of course, I would have been remiss if I hadn't knocked on the door at Ridge and see what they're coming up with. I tasted their East Bench Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley. There's three Dry Creeks here. From 2015. This is a big old wine. It's got 14.7% alcohol.
Ooh.
My impression was that this is a very young Zin.
Okay. A little restrained?
A little restrained, and the tannins were pretty big. And as a result, what happens is that the tannins will coat off and mask the fruit, and you don't get a whole lot of complexity. As tight as this was, I did sense a lot of potential. The fruit flavors are, it's quality fruit, but they are trapped by the tannin. My problem was at $36, I thought it was a little disappointing.
Okay.
But if you want to buy some and stash it away for a while, I'm sure it's going to open up and bloom and be really, really fun. So there's some really good Zinfandel ideas. I hope you get out there to try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.